From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Trump talked about their great relationship.
We're working on transactions in terms of economic development, trade, maybe most importantly, military. We are very much joined at the hip when it comes to the military.
In a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump said U.S. aid money for the Palestinians is on the table, but they don't get it unless they sit down and negotiate peace. President Trump says he is willing to answer any questions under oath as part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever, and I'm looking forward to it.
Trump denies there was any collusion between his campaign and Russia during the election. Turkey has rejected Washington's accounts of what U.S. President Donald Trump said to his Turkish counterpart, denying there was any call to de-escalate the military operation in Afrin. Dorian Jones has more.
The White House reported Trump said the Turkish operation risks undercutting our shared goals in Syria and urged Turkey to de-escalate, limit its military actions, and avoid civilian casualties and increases to displaced persons and refugees. The dispute over the contents of the telephone call is exacerbating a lack of trust between the two NATO allies. Dorian Jones.
This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee said new evidence is being used to vet Russian athletes ahead of next month's Pyeongchang Games. The IOC said a database from the Moscow Anti-Doping Laboratory shows evidence of attempts to hide and modify biological data pointing to steroid use. The Olympic body said it will pass on the data to international sports federations who could take further action. Russian athletes must compete in neutral uniforms under the Olympic flag as part of the country's punishment for what the IOC ruled as a doping program when it hosted the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Jeff Custer reports that 12 North Korean female ice hockey players crossed the border Thursday to join their counterparts in the South to form the first ever United Olympic team with Korea since the two sides split in the 1950s Civil War.
We are working in Rakhine Imaima.
Wearing red and white winter parkas emblazoned with North Korea's official name, DPR Korea, the players were greeted with flower bouquets by their new teammates and their head coach. The North and South players will practice separately for several days before merging on the same rink. The two Koreas have fielded a joint international athletic team only twice since the split, a world table tennis squad in 1991 and a youth international football team in that same year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A new report shows that smoking rates among Americans are at a historic lows, but the U.S. still has one of the highest rates of tobacco-related deaths in the world. Carol Pearson reports.
The report finds that states which offer smoking cessation programs to people with low incomes see smoking rates in this group fall. Thomas Carr, the association's director of national policy, says his organization is also calling for states to raise the age at which young adults can buy tobacco products to 21, since most people start smoking when they're still teenagers. So far, five states have done so. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The Catalan Parliament will vote to choose a new regional leader on January 30th. The Catalan Parliament said in a statement on Thursday, the only candidate for the president of the northeastern Spanish region is sacked former leader Charles Puigdemont, who is in self-imposed exile in Brussels after spearheading a drive for succession from Spain. I'm Ann Ball, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.